It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
And you're welcome to another episode of Open Heaven Hour. Indeed, I want to say it's always very special. It's a very special and unique gift from any loving person to be able to give something that nobody has ever given. And life is something nobody can give except for God. Life is something that is precious. Life is something that is beautiful. And the gift of fresh air in the morning, it's just something beyond unique. For this purpose, I want to say thank you, Jesus, for a brand new day. If you're just joining us for the very first time, I want to welcome you to Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to sit, fellowship, dine, and wine with the King of Glory and eat from the Word of God. Jesus is the bread of life, and everything that he teaches us in the Word is to nourish our souls. That is why we take this moment very, very serious. And this very special episode is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Praise Palace, Northampton. The Redeemed Christian Church of God. Praise Palace, Northampton. And once again, I want to welcome you. If you're just joining us for the very first time, you're welcome to this devotional family. Here as a community, we share, listen, and enjoy the Word of God. And like I always say from time to time, that no wonder Mary was stuck at the feet of Jesus, always yearning to listen, because every morning there is something new. The Bible says God's mercies are new every morning. They're just something new that the Lord has to tell us. Today is the 8th day in the month of June 2024, and you're welcome. We'll be using our Open Heaven devotional that is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye. And today's topic, we'll be looking at the belt of truth. The belt of truth. Our hymn today is Hymn 3, Ancient Words. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 22 to 27. Psalms chapter 22 to chapter 27. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14. And it says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 17. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 17. Are you with your Bible now? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17. Verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having guarded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our Open Heaven devotional says, over the next few days, I would like to discuss the importance of the full armor of God listed in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17. The first piece of armor listed is the belt of truth, because it is the most important. John chapter 17, verse 17. John chapter 17, verse 17 tells us that the word of God is truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. John chapter 14, verse 6. You are to tie the truth around your waist and have it hold everything else you wear and own together. Those who live by the truth win the battles of life, because the truth makes it impossible for them to be captives of anything the world has to offer. John chapter 8, verse 32. John chapter 8, verse 32. The truth will give you a perspective far greater than the world. Psalms 119, verse 100. Psalm 119, verse 100. This is why you should live your life according to God's word. When you do this, everyone will see you as wise, because you will excel in everything that you do and be above your peers who do not know the truth. The devil is the father of lies. In John chapter 8, verse 44, John chapter 8, verse 44, he will try to lie to you and twist the truth every now and then. This is why you must know the truth, so you won't fall for the tricks. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, he suggested to Eve that she was not yet like God, even though Genesis 1 verse 27 says that she was made in his image and likeness. Eve ate the forbidden fruit because she did not really know the truth. In Matthew chapter 4 verse 3, the devil told Jesus to turn stone into bread if he was really the Son of God. Jesus did not fall for that, because he was sure that he is the Son of God. If you don't really know the truth, the devil will deceive you, and once he does that, your belt of truth, which holds all your other armor in place, will be gone, making you vulnerable to the attacks from the enemy. Don't expect the devil to come with a black cloth and horns on his head. Sometimes he disguises himself like the angel of light. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14. He can tell you that the grace of God covers all sins and that you can keep sinning and still go to heaven. He can come up with a logical reason to tell you that God doesn't exist or that he's wicked and doesn't love you. These are lies that the devil has used to strip people of their belt of truth in the past. Don't fall for his tricks. Today, Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, the word of God is the truth. Anything outside it is a lie. Don't fall for it. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If this Open Heaven hour keeps blessing you, please do us a favor by sharing. You can share from our podcast. After it is aired every morning, we usually upload it on our podcast. You can share it on our podcast. You can also follow us on our social media page. That is Praise Palace Radio. Praise Palace_Radio UK. Praise Palace_Radio UK. Thanks for joining us and remain blessed. Stay tuned as you listen to the remaining of the hymn.
Take me.